Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
No Time to Die is appearing on some streaming services as of next week, at least the ones where you pay a small fee. I use the term small fee fairly loosely, so you can watch it all over again if you want to in the comfort of your own home. Meanwhile, Phil Rogers is with us now for a regular look at COVID numbers. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Julian.
Start off then with the figures around Cambridge, which seem to be on the way down right now.
Yes, it's looking reasonably good this week. Cases are still fairly high, but they are heading in the right direction. We're down about 13% on the week, and in the north of the city, we've seen bigger falls than that. So moderately encouraging, I would say, this week.
And that sounds pretty good. And hospitalisations, particularly at Addenbrookes, are also on their way down, because they'd crept up quite a bit, hadn't they, in recent weeks?
That's right. Yes, we saw a peak sort of right at the beginning of November, but happily the trend since then is back down again. And you were talking just a little while ago about the pressures that Addenbrookes are under, and obviously that's going to be a continuing situation for some time. But at least the numbers of people in hospital with COVID does seem to be heading in the right direction as well.
And how does that compare between, I don't know, I guess November to November isn't necessarily a good comparison, but if one compares it, say, to the start of 2021 and the number of people who were in Addenbrookes and other hospitals in our area at that point?
If you go back a whole year, we're actually at a slightly higher level of hospitalizations right now than we were a year ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
But not by a great deal. But we are very much lower than the massive wave we had back in January, which was up to about over 250, and we're at about 50 now. So we're in a much better position than last winter. And there aren't really signs that we're in for a massive wave again like that this time.
Yeah. Hi, Phil. How are things looking in schools? I mean, they've gone back obviously a couple of weeks now from the half term break and everything. How are the numbers looking amongst the kids at school?
Good morning, Lucy. Morning. Well, so back before half term, we had quite a spike in schools, and the fear was that while this would fade away over half term, it would come bouncing back again as the schools went back. But that hasn't really happened. We've got an age breakdown of cases in Cambridge, and the schools figures are kind of fairly level, but they've been actually dropping a bit since term restarted. The kind of age group that's in the lead now, if you like, is people aged 30 to 44, and that's often parents of school-aged children towards the upper end of that age group, maybe. But the sort of older age groups, they're mostly trending down. We're seeing cases in the over 80s going down, which is very important because they're some of the most vulnerable. So it's, again, fairly good news.
Good. That is good news. And the older student population, as in the universities, their cases, they're still testing, and the cases there are actually very low, right?
Yes, we're seeing really quite a different picture to last year. And we can do a very direct comparison with what was happening last year, because the University of Cambridge's testing service has published a lot of data on this. And we'll have to see how things develop over the rest of the term. But so far, the picture is pretty good. And we're seeing about one-fifth of the level of cases, if not a bit lower in some weeks than we did before. So obviously the difference is students are much more vaccinated now than they were then.
Yeah.
I guess, Phil, that's in part is due to the vaccinations, which have gone progressively lower and lower, that are really taking an effect within all age groups, but still the sort of absence of some people who haven't had, I've got my booster booked, but there's a number of people out there who haven't even had a second yet.
Yes, that's right. And it's quite difficult to tell exactly what the picture is in Cambridge, because it's hard to tell what the population of the city is at any given moment with people coming and going, and the figures are a bit peculiar. But we're certainly not seeing, obviously, the number of people getting vaccinated now that we were earlier. And there is also the effect of vaccine fading, which is why the boosters are quite important. And I'm off for mine later on today.
Oh, well done. I wonder if we could talk for a moment or two about some of the international stories, because in recent days, over the weekend, and I think we were carrying a story this morning about Austria, which has sort of imposed the lockdown for those people who haven't been vaccinated. They can still go to work, which makes you wonder how much of a lockdown town it actually is, but also the Netherlands. I'm taking a bit of an interest in that because, in theory, I'm supposed to be going to the Netherlands for a couple of days at the beginning of December, although that does depend on whether the event I'm supposed to be turning up at is still going to be going ahead because of restrictions brought in there, and quite serious ones, you know, closing the bars in the early evening and really ramping up the mask wearing. So I wonder, you know, is what's happening there likely to reach us over here in the UK?
Well, this is the big question. So this week's picture in Cambridge is pretty good. Things are heading in the right direction. But we have seen a little uptick in UK cases in the last few days. And certainly in some particularly northern European countries, we've seen really quite dramatic jumps. So if we go back a few months, then UK cases were rising and lots of European countries were falling. And now we've over the last month or so, we've kind of had the opposite picture. We've seen UK cases mostly coming down. But in the Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, Poland, places like that, we've really seen big increases, but not so much in France and Spain. They have gone up a bit, but in the southern European countries, it doesn't seem to be such a dramatic effect. And we don't know how this is going to play out. There'll be a peak at some point, but how big and when, it's impossible to tell at this stage.
Yeah, it is intriguing, particularly with the rollout of the vaccination and when it happened. That's the intriguing thing. We were, I guess, as a country amongst the first countries to be vaccinated or get a vaccine program underway. So one would almost expect our vaccines to start waning before they do in continental Europe, simply because we got the vaccines first. Yet the figures from Austria and the Netherlands seem to suggest the reverse.
Yes, that's right. We are a bit further ahead with the booster program, but whether that's accounting for all of the difference, it's hard to tell, and I'm sure people are going to be analysing the data for years to come.
Yeah, I'm sure they will be. Well, look, Phil, thank you for analysing our data today. We'll speak to you same time next week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
105. Cambridge 105 Radio.